College campuses, dance clubs go anywhere in the world today, and the music of youth is hip-hop. In Africa, the genre has inspired spirited debate about cultural identity. New albums by Dara J from Senegal and Explastaz from Tanzania offer different interpretations of the music. Banning Air has this review.
Dara J called their international debut CD Boomerang, a reference to their contention that rap was born in Africa, grew up in America, and then turned around and went home. According to Dara J, rap itself derives from Senegalese traditions. For them, it's local music. So blending traditional instruments, vocal styles, and rhythms into their Senegalese hip-hop mix isn't diluting their culture with foreign influence. It's participating in a transatlantic musical dialogue that's been going on for centuries. On this track, they join forces with Malian singer Rokia Traore, contrasting sweet melodiousness with gruff swagger. Even for anti-rap curmudgeons, the blend is hard to resist. Over in East Africa, hip-hop is also the order of the day. But there, the similarities end. Explastaz comes from Arusha, Tanzania, an industrial city of loners who came from elsewhere looking for work. The music on Explastaz's CD, Maasai Hip-Hop, is less foreigner-friendly than Dara J's sound, but the raps themselves offer a window into the chilling world of Tanzania's urban poor. Most African pop music has been about celebrating heritage and status quo, not critiquing and protesting. The spread of hip-hop has changed that. Explastaz's songs dramatize the dangerous lives of unskilled workers in crime-ridden neighborhoods and deliver straight talk about AIDS, child abuse, and other sensitive topics. This song warns against trusting false friends, and it incorporates a traditional Maasai lion hunting song. There's an interesting paradox about this band. Far from running away from roots, Explastaz is using hip-hop to promote traditional culture. The group's two Maasai members wear only the red robes and beadwork they would wear in the village, all part of a campaign to redefine cool for a culturally indifferent young generation. That high voice you hear is a Maasai song used to buck up the courage of teenage boys on the eve of circumcision. The rappers extend the idea into advice for survival in a threadbare African city. Unfortunately, the musical richness of Dara J and the back-to-roots philosophy of Explastaz are not typical of African hip-hop. But they show that this is not just a borrowed genre in Africa. It's adapting to and reflecting local realities. And like it or not, it's here to stay.
Our reviewer is Banning Air, senior editor of Afropop.org. The albums are Boomerang by Dara J and Maasai Hip Hop by Explastaz. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.